Kaba from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Turkey Update from the 24th of February, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. Leading our update is a major shift in the political landscape, as throughout this week, opposition figures intensified their calls for early elections. On Sunday, the 22nd, government officials firmly dismissed these demands, insisting that President Erdogan will remain in office until the scheduled 2028 vote. In Turkey, early elections are a frequent topic of debate, often used by the opposition to capitalize on economic dissatisfaction. The ongoing cost of living crisis is driving the current push, as critics argue the government needs a new mandate to handle the economy. However, triggering such a vote requires a massive parliamentary majority that the opposition currently lacks, leaving the country in a state of permanent campaign mode despite the years remaining in office in the official term. On Friday the 20th, reports confirmed that Turkey had successfully secured a guaranteed fleet of 44 Eurofighter Typhoon jets. Negotiations for an additional 12 aircraft are still ongoing, which could bring the total to 56. For some context, Turkey has the second largest standing military in NATO, after being removed from the American F-35 fighter jet program a few years ago due to a dispute over Russian missile defense systems. The Turkish government has been searching for a high-tech alternative to keep its air force modern. This deal with the Eurofighter consortium, led by the UK and Germany, is a significant step in ensuring Turkey maintains its aerial edge in the Mediterranean and beyond. On Wednesday the 18th, President Erdogan chaired the first Defense Industry Executive Committee meeting of 2026, where officials revealed that Turkey's defense and aerospace exports hit a record-breaking $555 million in January alone. This is a massive jump of over 44% compared to last year. The committee focused on integrating AI into Turkish missile systems and expanding the reach of domestic technologies. Turkey has transformed itself over the last decade from a major arms importer to a global powerhouse in defense tech, particularly famous for its Bayraktar drones. From the skies to the diplomatic table, on Thursday the 19th, Hakan Fidan, the foreign minister, spent the week in Washington, D.C., representing Turkey at the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace. During the summit, Fidan shared optimistic views about a potential genuine negotiation between the United States and Iran, noting that a dialogue process that began in Istanbul is finally bearing fruit. In economic news, new data released on Friday the 20th showed that the number of new businesses starting up in Turkey dropped by 13% this month. Economists point to the tight monetary policy as the primary reason, as high interest rates make it more expensive for people to borrow the money needed to start a company. For a long time, Turkey's economy was fueled by the very low interest rates and easy money, which caused inflation to spiral. Now, the central bank has reversed course to stabilize the lira, but the side effect is that the entrepreneurial spirit is feeling the squeeze. In a related note, a significant banking report released on Sunday the 22nd warned that Turkey is rapidly losing market share to China in the European Union. The study by Turkey's Industrial Development Bank revealed that Turkey lost ground to China in 44 out of 97 product groups, particularly in the textile and apparel sectors. Turkey's geographic location, acting as a bridge between the East and West, is its greatest economic asset, and has long been the factory next door for Europe. However, as global trade routes shift and Chinese logistics improve, Turkish businesses are finding that they must innovate faster or rely heavily on the automotive sector, which provided 59% of export growth last year, to stay competitive. Despite those business hurdles, there was a surprising spark of hope in the markets on Thursday the 19th when the Consumer Confidence Index rose to an 11-month high. The index hit over 85 points, up over 2% from January, suggesting that Turkish families are feeling slightly more optimistic about their future finances. Any score below 100 technically means people are pessimistic, but experts point out a steady upward trend. It suggests that even with high prices at grocery stores, consumers are starting to feel that the worst of the economic volatility might be behind them. This bit of optimism is vital for the retail sector, which serves as a major engine for the country's daily economy. Turning to Turkey's cultural influence, the government announced a flashy new incentive on Wednesday the 18th to support the country's massive television industry. The Ministry of Culture and Tourism will now pay producers up to $100,000 per episode to shows that promote Turkish culture and the Turkish language to international audiences. Turkish dramas are a global phenomenon, ranking second only to the U.S. in exports. From Latin America to the Middle East, millions of people watch these shows, which have turned into a massive soft power tool for the government. This new cash injection is designed to turn TV stars into unofficial tourism ambassadors, encouraging fans to visit the filming locations they see on screen. On Monday, the 23rd, President Erdogan announced a massive financial commitment to the country's agricultural sector during a meeting with farmers in Istanbul. He pledged to allocate a record 1 trillion lira, which is approximately $23 billion, in direct and indirect support for 2026. Agriculture remains a vital pillar of the nation, and Turkey currently ranks among the top 10 seed exporters globally. This funding surge aims to shield producers from the rising cost of the climate crisis and ensure food security. During his speech, the president also linked the domestic agricultural success to regional stability, offering prayers for those in Gaza and emphasizing Turkey's role as a provider for the wider Muslim world. Meanwhile, on the domestic front, on Wednesday the 18th, air traffic controllers and airport staff held a nationwide strike. Organized by the United Transport Workers Union, the walkout was a protest over a lack of transparency in how aviation compensation funds, money paid by international flights to use Turkish airspace, are distributed to workers. Employees are demanding a fair pay structure that reflects the high pressure of managing some of the busiest skies in the world, marking a rare moment of industrial action in a critical state-run sector. Because Turkey is one of the world's most important transit hubs, connecting Europe to Asia and Africa, the strike had a ripple effect across international flight schedules. On Monday the 23rd, in a compelling essay published in Manara magazine, Alexandros Boufessis explores how Ankara has moved from a strategic partnership to a model of transactional cooperation with the United States. The piece highlights that since the fall of Bashar al-Assad in late 2024, Syria has shifted from a point of conflict to a pragmatic arena where Turkey and the U.S. manage shared interests. The article suggests that Turkey is increasingly viewed as an indispensable regional power that can bridge the gap between Western interests and Middle Eastern realities. The essay argues that Turkey's ability to mend ties with former rivals like Egypt and Saudi Arabia while maintaining its NATO standing has made it the primary manager of regional stability in the eyes of the U.S. administration. Read the full piece with the link in the show notes. And to close our last episode, Istanbul is quickly becoming a global hub for luxury watch restoration, drawing collectors from Switzerland to Finland. While authorized service centers in Europe often carry hefty price tags and long wait times, Istanbul's independent workshops in historic districts like Sirkeci offer world-class expertise at a fraction of the cost. Experienced Turkish masters, many of whom have spent over 50 years at the bench, are now seeing a 30% increase in international clientele. These craftsmen specialize in high-end Swiss brands, providing complex overhauls for around $430, at a rate that is incredibly competitive by global standards. This blend of generational hands-on skill and favorable exchange rates is turning the city into a preferred destination for vintage traders who restore timepieces in Turkey before reselling them on the international market. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. This is our last goodbye. We are very sad that this project has come to an end. Thank you so much for your support for our experiment. We put so much effort into making these updates, so we hope you have connected with them and with us. We are really grateful to each one of you who has stuck with us until the end. Again, thank you so much for being on the other side. You can still contact us at info@rorschach.com. Who knows? We might get the Turkey update running again someday. Elveda!